It's Tuesday, the 17th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Cuban government has bestowed its highest national honor, the Order of José Martí, on President Nangolón Bumba. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel presented the award during a ceremony in Havana, recognizing President Mbumba's contribution both before and after Namibia's independence. Mbumba becomes the third Namibian leader to receive the prestigious award, following founding President Sam Nujoma and the late President Hage Geingob, who was honored posthumously earlier this year. Oshana Regional Police Commander Naftal Lungameni Sakaria has reported an increase in road accidents during the 2023-24 financial year compared to the period spanning 2022-2023.
Sakaria made the remarks during the launch of the Operation Festive Season 2024-2025 at Oshiko Road Traffic on Monday. He said the operation will strive to enhance crime, combating and improve traffic law enforcement in the region during the festive season. Sakaria further urge members of the police force to work hard to ensure that crimes are kept and rooted out from the region, called on members of the public to work together with the Namibian police by reporting any suspicious movements in their surroundings. He added that although the region recorded a decrease in some of the crimes, there are still those that are on the rise and need urgent intervention by all stakeholders. Mariana Ampara reporting for Future Media on Dangwa.
From elsewhere, Mkhonto weSizwe Party President Jacob Zuma claims there is a group of rich white people who had never stopped planning to take over the country. Newsroom Africa quotes Zuma as saying they have infiltrated his former party, the African National Congress, and that they are now running the country.
I don't want to say every white is playing a wrong thing. No. There are some white people who seem to have been planning for this country all the time with all the money in their hands, and they succeeded to recruit some of the people, and they are actually running the country. There are companies here in South Africa that have everything you can think of, including the broom to sweep. Is owned by the biggest companies and people in this country. I'm just forgetting their names. Who are they? Unfortunately, you will help me.
The United States Geological Survey has confirmed a 7.4 magnitude earthquake has hit near Port Vila, Vanuatu. It was followed by a magnitude 5.5 aftershock. Social media footage showed buckled windows and collapsed concrete pillars on a building hosting foreign embassies in Port Vila, including those of the US, France, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. According to Reuters, there are no initial reports of injuries or deaths. Locals say the quake was the biggest to have hit Vanuatu in 20 years. And Russia's nuclear defense chief, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, was killed in a scooter bomb explosion in Moscow. Ukraine has reportedly claimed responsibility days after sentencing him in absentia for alleged chemical weapons use. Sean Bell is a military analyst and he weighs in.
It is quite a dramatic loss to Russia, particularly since there are claims that Russia's been using chemical weapons in the fight in Ukraine. And there's claims that 4,800, nearly 5,000 claims that chemical weapons, which are illegal, have been used since February 22. And all of that falls on the hands of Igor Kirillov. So it's Ukraine will be probably quite delighted that he's met his end today.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.